Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What is up? Welcome to the Intentional Grounding VidCast podcast on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. This is the post-game show, and I am your host, Sterls. And guess what? The Buffalo Bills win round one of the playoffs wild card weekend to the tune of 31-17. And I'm going to have you locked and loaded right here on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. It was this game was great in some respects, and it was like there's some reasons to be concerned moving forward. I think we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about things that you know I liked and appreciated, and you know I don't have many negative things to say about the performance today. But you know, going into this week, man, you know, I was talking to some friends and I said, you know what? The Bills can never just have it easy. It can't just be normal. You know, there's always has to be some sort of adversity, you know, some sort of mishap or unfortunate event. And this week, it was a snowstorm that dumped, 4 feet of snow on you guys in Buffalo? The game was moved a day. And you know, you think about what happened last year, right? The DeMar Hamlin situation, another blizzard, and all the things that kind of took place. And you know, you just can we just get it normal? Can we just get it easy? And you know what? You know what I say to that? Screw it. That's just the Bills' way. Because when they win the Super Bowl, all that stuff, all the adversity, all the mishaps and the things that normally plague teams and organizations, we're battle-tested. We're ready for this, Buffalo. We're ready. And you know what? Despite the injuries tonight, we don't know, you know, what it's going to look like during the week or for next week. But I talked about this last week, and I've been saying it all season. You know, championship caliber teams overcome injuries. You have to find a way in these moments. And we'll get into the injuries. We're going to talk about Josh Allen. We'll talk about the running game. I mean, we're gonna go through. You guys know how we do around here. But, man, we got the dub, and I'm pumped. I'm excited. And you should be, too. You should be, too. You know, people talked about the Steelers and this amazing run game and this defense that we should be afraid of. And I didn't get the hype. I don't know where all this hype for the Steelers came from this week. People were just oozing over the Steelers. Like, come on, man. This team barely got into the playoffs. All right. Now, some will say the Bills barely got into, but no, man, the Steelers have been bad all season. They don't have good quarterback play. Mason Rudolph, really? Really? Mason Rudolph? Anybody worried about him? Now, you know, you got a two pair of decent good backs, right? George Pickens is a good receiver. Deontay, I mean, but come on, man. This is a team that also fired their offensive coordinator. Now, they got some stuff going, but, I mean, you're going to come into Buffalo and beat the Bills? Nah, uh-uh. And who was this guy from Barstool talking all that mess about how Buffalo is soft? Where you at now, bruh? Where are you now? Because the Bills whooped your Steelers. They beat the brakes off them Steelers. You ain't got nothing to say now, do you? You ain't got nothing to say now. So guess what? You get to take your soft butt back to Pittsburgh. Have fun. I hope that flight does you well. It's going to be nice and warm. And you know what, Southwest, because you probably flew Southwest, make sure you give them an extra cushion for a soft tushy. Because, you know, Buffalo, Buffalo soft, right? Oh, because, you know, you can't travel. And you know, the bro was in Amherst somewhere. Shut up. He was in Buffalo. Shut up, dude. Come on, man. That lake effect snow is no joke. And shout out to everyone who shoveled, man. Like, dude, Buffalo, there's not a better sports town than Buffalo. There's no better fan base in sports than the Buffalo Bills. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say, man. The Bills are tops. They are number one. I mean, because you got fans coming out there last night, early this morning, shoveling so that we can have a football game. So shout out to everyone who was out there shoveling, man. You know, so, but let's talk about this game. Let's talk about this game. Man, I felt good about this game. I really didn't succumb to the fear bait put out by NFL media and people saying this, like the Steelers had a chance. I just didn't feel like the Steelers had a chance. I've been watching the Bills all season. Like, we know as Bills fans, we know, like, okay, what their highs, what their lows are. We know, like, their inefficiencies and so forth. We've been watching them all season. So you weren't going to come in here and scare me with no Steelers BS. And so I felt good about this game. The weather, I was a little worried about the weather. Because you just didn't know what the weather would hold, right? Like, if it was going to snow during a game and before the game got moved, you know, it was just looking terrible all the way around. And, hey, man, but the Bills prevailed. That's championship caliber DNA right there, folks. Tons of injuries today. And you find a way to win. You find a way, man. When you could lick your wounds and feel sorry for yourself. Now, these are grown men. And they're going to come out here. And they're going to perform. And when you have a guy like Josh Allen, you can get it done. Despite injuries. The offense, there aren't any injuries on offense, really. I mean, Gabe Davis will be back hopefully next week. But outside of that, you're fine on offense. That's the engine. The defense is going to keep you in the game. It has to keep you in the game. So, you know, it's unfortunate Terrell Bernard went out. Taron Johnson went out. That's a bummer. That's a big loss. Now, we don't know. I think it's a head injury. Could be a concussion. So we're going to see. Christian Benford went out. We got to see Kyer Elam for the first time this season, really, since the Jaguars game. I mean, and you had guys step up. Dane Jackson, albeit, you know, it wasn't pretty. But Dane Jackson and Kyer Elam came in and played well. You have to be excited about that. Now, you don't want those guys starting next week, for sure, okay? But we could get Dotson. Dotson could come back next week, so we'll see. So that's what's happening on the injury front. But you know what we do around here? Each and every week, we go through these games. We look at the box score to kind of tell the story, right? you know, most of us, all of us watch it. If you didn't watch and you're just listening to this postgame show, thank you for watching. But let's do this box score. So, we'll start with Mason Rudolph, who was 22 of 39, 229, 5.9 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. His play today, I mean, I felt like that's the ceiling of Mason Rudolph. I don't think it gets much better for him than that. That's the player that he is. That's who he is. Now, from a betting standpoint, I thought that he, you know, I bet the under on the passing yards. I just felt like the Bills would kind of hem him up. But, I mean, still, 229, I mean, that's a decently good day for him against that Bills defense. during this game, you know, I felt like he locked on the receivers. You know, he kind of telegraphed his passes, if you ask me. I think that's why you saw guys like Ed Oliver and Terrell Bernard when he was in the game. And, you know, the Bills overall were able to get hands on the ball because he's staring down receivers. You can't do that in NFL, man. You got to work through your progressions. So that benefited the Bills. Running the ball was the big one this week, y'all. We heard all week about how good the Pittsburgh Steelers run game was. And you know, it felt like they were talking about, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers of old, because I don't know where they found this good run game. Now, Najee had a, you know, and Jaylen Warren had some good performances the last few weeks, you know, down the stretch. But for the most part, and that offense in general has been pretty bad. It's been pretty bad. Timmy says the Bills need to coach with a more cerebral mentality. I mean, I don't know, man. I disagree with that. I feel like the Bills did a good job coaching. I think they did a good job tonight. I'm not going to, you know, knock Sean McDermott. I mean, you know, you guys know when it comes to Sean McDermott or this team in general, I really do try to not be biased. You know, like, I mean, I try to be very honest about my assessment of the team. And I felt like Sean did a good job tonight. I'm not even going to trip. Nostradamus said, any chance to see Milano again this season? No, Milano will be out for the rest of the season. The team said that weeks ago that they won't see him. So now I understand your concern. You know, the linebackers got banged up tonight. And, you know, AJ Klein and you know, Dorian Williams stepped up tonight. You know, I got to go back and watch all 22 when it drops, but I felt good about their performance tonight enough to, you know, enough to get the job done, you know, and this Pittsburgh Steelers team, you know, we heard a lot about them being able to run the football. That's what we heard about. And tonight, Jaylen Warren had 8 carries, 38 yards, 4.8 yards per. I feel like he's a guy in the offense that I feel like they need to give the ball more. I don't think they give him the ball enough. Najee Harris, 12 carries, 37 yards, three yards a carry. That's not the Bills did a really, really good job up front against him. Mason Rudolph with a couple scrambles there, 16 yards, and George Pickens with a 15-yard run, and that's it. So the Bills, you know, pretty much hemmed up that run game, and to the tune of, you know, they had 23 carries for 106 yards, 4.6 yards per carry. I feel like the Bills defense, run defense was, which they were much better than what the stats show. 100 yards on the ground is good for a team, right? But it really didn't. There were times, you know, where they got some first downs by running the ball, but for the most part, the Bills did a good job. And I'm gonna tell you why. I don't know if you guys noticed this early in the game, but the Bills went heavy, you know, base defense, base 4-3. You know, you saw Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and those guys anchored down, and they did a phenomenal job, man. Linval Joseph, you know, that's a big man to move. And then you got guys on the edges like Greg Rousseau, right? You know, Greg Rousseau is one of the, you know, he's a top 5 run defender in the league. You know, Tim Settle even had a tackle today. You know, so, I mean, you look at guys who had a tackle for loss. Dorian Williams had a tackle for loss. Greg Rousseau had a really nice tackle for loss, and Ed Oliver, who's been amazing this year. But yeah, the guys up front, you know, the numbers don't really show that they were dominant from a pass rush perspective and a run defense perspective. However, you know, when you watch the game, the Bills definitely won in the trenches tonight. And that's a really, really, really good sign that the Bills, since, you know, the past 5 weeks have really won in the trenches. That, I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, we talk about and you hear about, you know, all the fluff and all the finesse stuff, throwing the ball and all those things, which is great. But the foundation of a championship caliber team, you got to be solid in the trenches. And the Bills showed that they were solid in the trenches tonight. And they've been showing that for the last 6 weeks. So you got to, you know, tip your hat to those boys up front because they did a really, really good job. They did a really good job. So I'm definitely proud of the performance by the Bills defensive line tonight. You know, receiving, Pat Freiermuth, I mean, he's a good tight end. So, you know, he's going to get his. Like, I mean, they targeted him 8 times. He got 5 catches, 76 yards. I mean, Pat Freiermuth is a good young tight end. George Pickens, I think the Bills did a really good job tonight on George Pickens. Now, you know, this was a game where you didn't need Rasul Douglas to play because, I mean, when you look at George Pickens, he doesn't wow you with speed, but he is a guy that at the catch point, he's really good and he has really big catch radius. But in terms of separation, he's not a guy that's going to separate from a route perspective. So, you know, if there was a game where you had cornerbacks go down or cornerbacks not be involved in the game, this was the game because, you know, George Pickens is their main guy, right? And I felt like, you know, Elam and Dane Jackson did a really good job. Now, you know, it's questionable whether, you know, Dane Jackson got called on that 4th and 3 toward the end of the game, but which I felt like it was pass interference because he held him. I mean, he rode him, you know, but the refs didn't call it. The refs also didn't call a fumble on the sideline. From Freiermuth. I don't even know what the reasoning was that. It just didn't make sense to me on the broadcast. I don't know what the refs were smoking there. But nonetheless, the Bills didn't get the ball. But shout out to Sean McDermott. I mean, this is a guy who sucks at challenging plays and winning. He did a good job tonight. I see, again, you know, I go back to Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott's been coaching his ass off for the since that article came out. Sean McDermott's been in his bag. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And it, you know, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to see. I think we'll look back at this season because I'm a firm believer that the Bills are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. You heard it right here. And I've been telling y'all this for a couple weeks. And I'm a stand on business on that. 10 toes down. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. What they're showing us is championship caliber DNA. You don't go through all that adversity to last year. They went through adversity, but they mentally, they couldn't keep up. It was a lot. They couldn't keep up with it. But you know what happens? I don't know if you guys out there play video games, but you know, I play video games with my son. And I'm a gamer myself, but it's XP, baby. It's XP. And when you get, so when adversity strikes, hello, snowstorm, blizzard. The Bills, you know, they're calm. They're ready. They're battle-tested. They're like, okay, we got this. We saw with the injuries this year. Matt Milano, all-pro, linebacker, gone. Tre'Davious White, all-pro, cornerback, gone. What did they do? It took some weeks, but they figured it out. Hello, Rasul Douglas, right? Hello, Rasul Douglas. He's our best cornerback. And you find a way. Great coaching staffs find a way to win, despite injuries and mishaps. You find a way. You find a way to coach these guys up, Bobby Babbage, linebackers. You find a way to get it done. And I'm telling y'all, man, like, it's real easy to have these muscles flex from old happenings, from times of disappointment. Now, I'm not saying you can't be frustrated, you can't be scared or worried during times in the game, but I'm telling you, yeah, Justin, I don't say Super Bowl every year, so you don't watch the show, my man. I really do try to be very, I've tried to be very honest. Now, to your point, the Bills should be considered Super Bowl contenders every single year. You know, I'm not one of those guys. Don't do me like that, bro. Don't do me like that. Leon, what's good, my guy? He says, love the show. Need to do something about special teams. Go Bills and go Blue. Oh, see, you got me started on my Wolverines, man. Yes, Wolverines. Them boys won that natty. My boy Daryl in here. He, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy. He's a Wolverine. You know, me and him, Wolverines, baby, for life. Yeah, shout out to Michigan. But yeah, I think the Bills, listen, the Bills and the Wolverines win championships this year. Bruh, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. But anyway, hey, back to the Bills. I'm not gonna calm down about these Bills, man. You know, I'm telling you, like, you look at teams, the Chiefs last year. Now, you know, they're kind of the darlings of the NFL, right? So, you know, they don't have to face much adversity. But despite injuries, you know, that was a team last year that kind of they flipped their whole defensive secondary, man. And those young guys found ways to make plays. They traded Tyreek Hill. They found ways to make plays. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, you know, you may say, well, you're crazy for thinking the Bills a Super Bowl this year, but I'm telling you, in the next few years, the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to get one. And all this stuff that's happened now and all the stuff that happened in the years past, that stuff matters, and it's going to manifest itself to be great. They're going to do great things. So let's shift our focus to the turnover battle. The Bills did a really good job today, y'all. Josh Allen did not throw an interception. Josh Allen in the playoffs, man, he's phenomenal in the playoffs. Now, his averages didn't add up today. Usually, you know, he averages, I'm pretty sure, almost 300 yards a game. Now, him running the ball was great. You know, he was above average there. But throwing the ball, he only had 203 yards. But he was 21 to 30, 203, 6.8 yards per carry. And he had three touchdowns. Namely, yo, the two touchdowns that he threw in the first half, okay, the first one to Dawson Knox, which I was surprised Knox even caught it. But, man, he threw that ball with anticipation. He knew when he snapped that ball, when the ball was snapped to him, he saw Kincaid on that corner route. Bro, I mean, that was a great throw. He threw that ball before he even broke, and it was on the money. Dawson Knox caught it in a stride touchdown. And I was like, yeah, it's go time, baby. Josh Allen is here. Here we go. And all of a sudden, turnover, fumble. You know what? First freaking play. He hits Dalton Kincaid on a 29-yarder, right? I'm talking on a post route. Kincaid ran a phenomenal route. Josh Allen threw a great ball right in the breadbasket, touchdown. I mean, Josh Allen today, y'all, he's, I'm telling you, he told y'all last week. What'd he tell y'all? He said, the ball has felt really good coming off his hand. Best that he's felt all season throwing the ball. And it showed again. So when Josh tells y'all he's back, when he told y'all he was back, well, Josh Allen has been living up to his end of the bargain, y'all. And he played a really good game today. Even though the numbers, you know, from a passing yards perspective doesn't reflect how well he played a really good game. James Cook running the ball. I thought going in this game, I took the under with James Cook in this game. I didn't think he'd eclipse, you know, 65 yards. I didn't think he did it. And he did good, you know, just because James has been, you know, he kind of wore down toward the end of the year. You know, he got thin frame, right? So, you know, he takes hits and I mean, it wears on him, right? But he looked great today. I mean, you saw him hit the hole with a vengeance. You know, he wasn't doing much dancing behind the line of scrimmage. You know, he saw a hole and he hit it. And you know, for all the naysayers out there who say, you know, James Cook can't, you know, he only wants to bounce it outside, and that's not true. You know, he's shown us time and time again this season that he's able to, you know, take a handoff inside and make yards. And he did. That's where the majority of his yards came from inside tonight. So, you know, you got to hand it to the offensive line. We're gonna, and I'll talk about the offensive line here in a little bit. But they were good tonight. So James Cook, 18 carries, 79 yards, 4.4 yards per carry, a long of 12. Josh Allen, 8 carries, 74 yards, 9.3 yards per carry, 1 touchdown. And, man, that 52-yard touchdown run, that was – I did not see it. I did not think he was going to get to the end zone. I thought he was going to go down, you know, but he faked that and just kept going. And that dude, Josh Allen is special, man. And it's one of those things where, like, as Bills, I think, you know, after 6 years, we're just used to it. But, man, there are quarterbacks in the league that can't do that. Like, the Dolphins wish they had a Josh Allen right now, because if they had a Josh Allen against the Chiefs, they would have won. You know, Josh Allen's a special talent, man. When you watch the Bills, because, you know, he's one of one. You're not going to get another. The Bills aren't going to get another Josh Allen. Okay, he's going to have his mark in Bills history for as long as we're here on Earth, as long as we have Buffalo Bills football. Josh Allen, he's a special player, man. And so you should, if you got kids, man, you know, hey, tell them, hey, you know, sit down and watch this with me, because you're watching greatness. He's one of the best players in the league, man. I tell you all this all the time, you know, like, Mahomes gets his love. But I think Josh Allen does more for his team. Now, he hasn't gotten the accolades. He doesn't have an MVP. He doesn't have a Super Bowl appearance nor win. But I think those are coming. I think they're coming. And you ask me, pound for pound, who's the best quarterback from an offensive standpoint, passing the ball, running the ball? He's the most complete quarterback, if you ask me. That's Josh Allen. But, you know, people are telling you Mahomes, and you're not wrong. I mean, but that's just my guy. But Josh Allen's special, man. He's special. And that run was phenomenal. You could look at, you know, when he was in the pocket and Patrick Peterson coming off the edge, sidestepped him. Bye. Made a play. I mean, last week, Christian Wilkins. And Christian Wilkins is a big man. First down, third. I mean, Josh Allen is just special, man. So we're definitely blessed to have that dude as our quarterback. Enjoy it, man, because, you know, it's year six now. Can you believe that? Receiving. Now, no one tonight had, like, a massive game receiving, but it was an efficient performance from the receivers. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that they didn't have to, you know, seek big plays down the field. There wasn't big play hunting, but when it was, you know, they knew the Steelers were going to try to mask their blitz coverages and stuff like that. And they sent the blitz. And, you know, I told y'all this last week. I said, you know, in the second half of the Dolphins game, I said, you know what? What I'm seeing from Josh is that he's recognizing his hot and he's getting rid of the ball. That's an efficient offense. Same thing tonight. Dalton Kincaid, 3 receptions, 59 yards on 6 targets. Dalton, he got some. He been hanging out with Dawson Knox too much, man. He be having some bonehead drops sometimes, bro. And I need him. I need him to be catching them balls, man. You need to stay away from Dawson Knox, bro, because he messing with your hands, kid. Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 52 yards. Hey, man, that play in the fourth quarter where Josh rolled right, hit Diggs on the comeback, crossing his body, phenomenal. Diggs, great. You know, Diggs had 9 targets, total 7 receptions, 52 yards, 7.4 yards per reception. Diggs played well. He did well. I was a little nervous. I thought my boy was hurt, but he popped back up. Deontay Hardy with a 34-yard reception. Hey, I love to see that. That was great. A little broken tackle. And you know, once he gets the ball in his hand in space, it's like a punt return for him. Y'all know what he can do on a punt return. But to see him get a 34-yard catch, man, that was good to see. The team needed that in that moment. Khalil Shakir, dude, for the life of me, I don't understand why the Bills don't give him the ball more. Because Khalil Shakir, again, 3 targets, 3 receptions, 31 yards. When he touches the ball, when the ball is thrown his way, he catches it. I mean, he has one of the highest reception percentages in the NFL, Khalil Shakir. And he's been that way all season long, bro. all season long. That touchdown iced the game. It was over. My boy Daryl says Romo was trying to manifest interception by Josh in the worst way. Oh man, yeah. Yeah, he was, man. He totally was. He thought he was gonna get one on us. But this playoff, Josh, go look at the stats. Josh Allen doesn't throw many interceptions in the playoffs. I wish he could like do that in regular season, apply that there, but he's great. He's really great in the playoffs, man. So yeah, Romo was tripping. Kyrie Elam, yeah, man. Kyrie Elam came with a big interception. You know, we've been hard on that boy, and he did not look great in this game. All right, now he had a pass interference, and you know he just gets out of position, man. Like he tries to stay in phase. You know, he trying to jam a receiver. Kind of missed a step, you know, hand placement wasn't great there, and he paid for it. But, you know, I'll say this, is that Kyrie Elam, one of the things, you know, that he came out of Florida with was ball skills, and that showed up interception in the end zone, baby. Like, that's what he does. He got an interception last year in the playoffs against the Miami Dolphins. All right? So, I you know what? Give him opportunities. Now, If you have Benford, who's been playing lights out, and Rasul playing, I'm good. Like, I don't need Kyrie Elam to play. But, man, I think there's some times where you could throw him out there, though. I mean, you already got Elam. I mean, you already got Benford and Rasul, who are physical corners. So, you know, he's going to have to earn his way on the field or if there's an injury. But I don't necessarily feel great about him playing. But when he played tonight, when the team needed him, he stepped up, man. And you got to give him credit for that. My boy Dave says, shout out to Torrance for playing 100% of the snaps this year. Yeah, man, Torrance, you know, he's had his moments. He's a rookie. I feel like Torrance, you know, he's had some struggles. He's had some really good moments too. He's got slow feet. You know, it's kind of figuring out the hand placement thing. Christian Wilkins had some good reps on him last week, but tonight he played really well tonight. I really didn't see much issue from him. You know, and they had a big test up front. You know, Keanu Benton's a good defensive good young defensive tackle. Cam Hayward, hey man, Cam Hayward, that, you talk about power at the point of attack. Cam Hayward is, that's why he's one of the best defensive tackles in the league, man. One of the strongest at the point of attack that you'll see. He is really, really good from Ohio State. Yeah, I know. But don't worry, Michigan be tanning. You're gonna get me started on it, but Cam Hayward's good, man. He's good, and you know he got Connor McGovern. You know, Connor, like, hey, bro, you had me in the first half, but Connor McGovern bounced back. Had a really good solid performance in the second half. You know, we had a little injury scare. I don't know. It sounds like a abdominal injury or something like that, but he was able to come back. Maybe the wind was knocked out or something like that. But the offensive line in general, I felt like they played a good game. And, you know, even though Deion Dawkins gave up a sack to Highsmith, I don't know if y'all watch, man, when that guy comes off the edge, it's business time when that dude comes off the edge. He's good, man. No TJ Watt, so that definitely helped. But you know what's great about all that? That we didn't even talk about Spencer Brown. I mean, dude's just doing his thing. He's doing his 111th, you know. His offensive line, if I don't notice you, great. Like, he's played well. Osiris Torrance tonight had a good bounce back game, so I'm definitely impressed in what I saw from Osiris Torrance, and playing 100% of the snaps. Thank you for pointing that out. Justin says, "What's up with the cheating fans throwing snowballs while the ball is in the air? Cheating fan base." So, Justin, I don't know. Fans are going to be fans. I don't know if it was a Bills fan, if it was a Steelers fan. You don't want to see that stuff. Like, come on, man, chill. You know, fans got chill. Don't be throwing snowballs. I mean, that's weak. You know, it's weak. Don't do that. This guy's just a troll. He's got all kinds of things to say. Ryan Summit says, "Go Bills from the frozen tundra in Denver. Stay warm, Sturgis." Hey, Ryan, I am where you are as well. So, hey, man, we're homies here. You know, I live in Denver too, man. So it's cold here. You know, I went out today to the store, grabbed a few things, and it was -2. It was cold, dog. It was cold. It's cold here. Brian says, Steelers wish they had a Josh. There's a lot of franchises that wish they had a Josh Allen, man. A lot of guys. Cover one is not happy. Josh was the man today. I don't know nothing about that. But yeah, so look, the Bills, man, the Bills played a phenomenal game. You know, and guess what? Guess what? As we put this one, I mean, I don't say we put this to bed. You know, we talk about the defense. I mean, AJ Klein came in and had 11 tackles. You know, I want to shout him out. Dorian Williams, 8 tackles. He played good. Now, he was out of position a few times. Kyrie Elam. The defense played well. They played well today. The defense had 8 pass defense. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Getting their hands on balls, being in good position defensively. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, excellent. Tyler Bass, bro. I just want to touch on special teams real quick. Tyler Bass, look, I felt like Sean McDermott put him in a bad position on that first kick. You know, you're kicking a 49-yard field goal in the wind. You know, I don't know if y'all know, but when it's that cold, that ball is really hard to kick. It's like kicking a rock. And so when you are, you know, 49 yards back, you have to kind of kick a line drive because, you know, you got to kick the hell out of that thing. And when you have a low kick like that, you know, it's going to allow defense linemen to get a hand on it. And Sean McDermott should have punted there. Tyler, I understand why you would put Tyler Bass in that position because, hey, bro, you've been kind of buns this year. I need to get you some confidence going in to, you know, rest of the playoffs. So I understand why Sean did it. I ain't mad at that. But I felt like he could have punted there because I felt like that was kind of a long field goal there. And it was blocked. But he missed one toward the end of the game. I'm like, dude. Why, like, just do Bass. I don't know, man. Special teams kind of been a freaking mess all season. It's been a mess all season, bro. I hope that doesn't come to bite us in the playoffs because we cannot. That's one area where we cannot have issues with special teams, man. I don't want to see that, bro. I don't want to see that. But let's talk about it, man, because that's what we're all here for, you know, before we get up out of here. The Bills play the freaking Chiefs in Buffalo next week, man. Let that sink in for a minute. You get Mahomes here. Mahomes has never played a road playoff game, and you get him here in Buffalo. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If you'd asked me beginning of the season, hey, bro, the Chiefs will travel to Buffalo for the divisional round, I said, give me that. And they're going to play in Buffalo? Oh, give me that. Give me that. Let me tell you why this is an important game for the Bills, outside of it being a playoff game, bro, is that there has been so much shit talk from the Chiefs, from NFL fans alike. This is what they say about the Buffalo Bills. In the divisional round, the Bills are going to lose. They can't beat the Chiefs. Now, we saw that great performance a few years ago, 13 seconds. Oh, man, that weighs heavy on us, bro. We still talk about it. We've been talking about this season. We'll never forget about that. But now, we saw the Chiefs go out and dominate the Dolphins. Dominate the Dolphins. And guess what? They come to Buffalo. And we're going to, hey, you talk about legacy game? This is Josh Allen's legacy game, and he knows it. The team knows it. They know, hey, what an opportunity this is. What an opportunity. You get to, from a mental aspect, you have the opportunity to show yourself, to show the team, to show Buffalo, to show the NFL, we can get over the hump. We can beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs because the Bills haven't been able to do it in the playoffs. They've ruined two of our seasons, bro. Y'all know it. We all know it. Now, Buffalo, we get to put up or shut up. I'm telling you, next week is going to be get your popcorn ready. I don't care what happened in the regular season. We know the Chiefs offense has been struggling. Y'all don't think the Chiefs ain't going to come in here ready to play? And the Chiefs know. They know we talk about them. They know everybody talks about how they haven't won a playoff game on the road, bro. They know it. Who's the pressure on this week? Tell me in the chat. Is the pressure on the Bills or is the pressure on the Chiefs? If you ask me, the pressure's on the Chiefs. Because, look, everybody, oh, Buffalo, they're not going to win in the divisional round. It's the Chiefs. It's Mahomes. You know? That's the vibe you're going to hear this week. Watch. And Mahomes losing a playoff game? They're going to look at you like, what? That's what they're going to look at you like. No. I'm telling you, man. We get to shut them up this week. Put up or shut up, Buffalo. Look, I think the Bills win that game. I just do. I know we got to see what that injury report looks like. But again, championship caliber teams find a way. So the Bills get the opportunity to show us what they're made of. They get to show the NFL what they're made of, man. Buffalo Bills playing the Kansas City Chiefs. You couldn't write a better script than that. You couldn't write a better script than that. I am excited for that game. It's on a Sunday night, you know, so the Chiefs got 2 days extra rest. So guess what? There will be no excuses. No excuses next Sunday night. I don't want to hear, well, the Bills, we had all these injuries. Oh, we had, you know, we didn't get enough for Nah, you got to go out there and play the game. This is why you have a Josh Allen. Josh Allen, if you want your legacy to be the best quarterback in the league, you got to go out there and beat the best in the playoffs. That's what you got to do. You got to. Baltimore, they're going to have their hands full against Houston next week. I just want y'all to know that. The Ravens, they're going to be on 3 weeks rest. 3 weeks. And they're going to come out a little rusty, I'm telling y'all. In Houston, I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud and the boys are going to win because, I mean, first of all, quarterback winning in the first round hadn't happened in 15 years, but win two games, that's tough. In Baltimore, them boy, all the pressure's on the Baltimore Ravens. I'm just telling y'all. But, you know, when we get there, we'll talk about that. But I'm just telling y'all, man, what you're about to get next week, next Sunday night at 6:30 or 8:30, whatever the time, you know, whatever. 6:30 for me, so it's 8:30 for y'all. Get your kids, man. Tell your kids, watch this game because you are going to witness something special next weekend, man. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not a fan of either team, you're just checking it out, hanging out, everybody knows that game's going to be special. You will have, and I'm going to tell you this right now, you will have, you know, the TV records. I mean, how many millions of people are going to be tuning into that game? Like, I know. We just beat the Steelers, but come on, Buffalo, come on, Mafia. How much are we going to talk about the Steelers win? I mean, we're going to put it to bed because we know what's coming up ahead. It's them Chiefs, man. We got to take care of business. It's them Chiefs, man. We got to take care of business. So, you know. Listen, I don't know what to tell y'all. Happy MLK Day, man. Happy MLK. You know, MLK, Martin Luther King, man, risked his life, you know, for mankind. Not just for blacks, for whites, for equality, man. And that's a special thing. And what a day to, celebrate him. And but guess what? Next week, y'all. It's going to be a banger. And I can't wait to talk about it. I watched the Dolphins game, but I need to watch the all 22. And I want to kind of see, you know, we kind of find out what the injuries look like and stuff, you know, maybe when we, you know, chop up or later in a week, you know, we could talk about, you know, what that matchup looks like. Hopefully we'll get some of our guys back. That'd be great. They need Rasul in this game. Cause you know, you got a matchup against Kelsey. Benford can handle Rasheed Rice. I mean, so like I'm getting excited about the matchups, but that defense for the Chiefs is pretty good, and you know it's Mahomes, so you're not gonna have Terrell Bernard. I mean, anytime you get carted off and you got an air cast on your ankle, foot, it's not looking good, man. It'd be a miracle if that dude played. I highly doubt it, but you know, Dorian Williams, bro, it's time to grow up. You know, you're gonna have to step up, big dog. You are gonna have to step up, but. You know, we got guys like Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, veterans, man, that been doing this, man. AJ Klein, like, so we're gonna be okay. The pass rush is gonna have to come alive. Like, we've seen the Bills win in the trenches. But the pass rush, you know, again, hey, Chiefs got two tackles that aren't that good. So there's an opportunity there. But, you know, we're getting I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but I just want to set the table of how big that game is going to be next week, man. You know, you've been listening to the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed, man. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe to everything we got going on over in this channel, man. Like, follow, subscribe to our YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. I mean, you can find Intentional Groundings there. Subscribe, like, leave a comment too, man. I love to read comments, and if you appreciate the show, I really do appreciate that. But man, we gotta enjoy this week. We exhaled the demons. We won the game today to the tune of 31-17, took care of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now we're on, you know, you could do the whole Bill Belichick. Now we're on to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Peace and love, y'all. Hey, man, I love doing this show. Can't wait for this weekend. Can't wait to talk Bills with you guys. Hey, man, stay warm out there, and we out of here.